Good evening. You've made it through the work month. You've made it to the first Friday of the month. You've made it to World Poetry After Dark. I'm going to introduce you by our porn star names. I'm J. Todd Underhill, otherwise known as Shorty Squirts a Lot. On my left-hand side, we have Michael, the Burmese Python Amine. And we have Stiff Biff, the Half Squatch.
That's the best one out of all of them. Nice.
It's true. It is true. Most of our lives resemble a weird Jamie Foxx song.
Yes.
But that's not about us right now.
It's not about us.
It's not about us.
You, the poet.
It's about you. It's all about you.
It's all about
you. We're not selfish.
We want to
see you have a good time, too. That's what this is all about.
Yes. Enough with the foreplay. Let's get right into the poetry.
This is horrendously uncomfortable. Okay, let's just
keep going. I'm a little weirded out myself. So, please welcome to line from Ohio. He is Charles.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, Charles?
Pretty good, pretty good.
You have an adult poem?
Yes, I do. This is called "I'm a Little Dump Truck Dropping a Load."
All right.
In the bathroom, dropping a load. Thinking about Elvis. In the bathroom, dropping a load and then dying. Or maybe he wasn't even in the bathroom to crap and just enjoyed some solitary time in a crapper like LBJ. Scratch that. Because from what I've heard, LBJ would actually govern between grunts. And anyhow, Nixon was more Elvis's speed. Was it the grilled peanut butter and banana sandwiches that helped push him over the edge? Or maybe it was the 10,000 doses of uppers, downers, and assorted narcotics that Dr. Nick prescribed that really did Elvis in. Of course, all of the public acclaim could not have helped when you are just a good old boy who was probably more at home driving a truck and doing what his mother told him to do rather than playing the part of the king of rock and roll. I can understand the bathroom becoming a sort of sanctuary, especially when you had a phone on either side of the commode. I bet there was even a TV in case you felt like some target practice as you sat there and waited for something to come down the pipe. Celebrities are no different than everyday people, except that after all of those years of being handed everything on a 24-karat gold platter, you become spoiled and entitled, and you even reek a little of your own misdeeds. Paranoia can and will destroy you, especially when you squander the otherworldly talents you possess, because life just became too large a burden for you to bear. That's my Elvis poem.
It's definitely a piece of Elvis's life worth focusing on.
I totally get it that the king would die on the throne.
Yes. It's a good place to die. I mean, he was sitting down, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
He had his boots on, possibly.
He was what?
He had his boots on. You know, people like to die with their boots on.
Always die with your boots on.
That's what people who talk about dying say, but I don't really know if the people who actually die with their boots on are feeling good about this.
If that's all they had on, I'd be kind of a little awkward, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as he wasn't wearing a cape.
Ah, but so, wouldn't that be awesome, though? If I die, I want to die wearing a cape.
And that...
Like a superhero.
Yeah, yes,
right,
exactly.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, I had this conversation with a friend of mine. What if, in the future, we leave this planet, and we travel to another planet, and we realize that we have superpowers there? Except it's just a ship of me and my friends, which would include you guys.
All right.
But something happens, and our clothes get messed up in the laundry system of the ship, and all we have are leotards and capes.
Then we would be superheroes.
We'd be like superheroes.
Yes.
I think in that case, if I had the choice between leotard or not, and I had superpowers, no one could stop me, I'd just be naked guy.
Hmm. No.
And the cool thing about this is the reason that I would, or my secret identity would be me just putting clothes on.
Okay, I can understand that.
Yeah. No, your secret identity would be you just put glasses on and I'm still all naked. That would be awesome.
Oh, no, that's weak naked guy.
Oh, man.
Takes his clothes. you take your glasses off. Oh, my gosh, it's him.
Oh, my God, there's the superhero. Which, ironically, I hear a lot when I'm naked.
Really?
Wow.
You hear that a lot when you're naked?
Yeah.
You know, if you were naked, would you be naked guy or would you be like boner man or something?
No.
That's my new favorite word because it's so awful.
Neither. I'd still want...
The boner.
I would probably have to wear the leotard. I'd probably cut it down.
Modesty? Modesty issues?
No. Security.
For what? I'm a superhero. What can anybody do?
There could be a tree you fly too close to.
Yeah, no.
Bird comes by, clips it. See? Now you're thinking.
A hawk starts thinking. Right. Flies down 70 miles an hour. Fist, boom, right to the junk. Right to the junk because you're not wearing a leotard. Now I understand why Superman does this.
See?
Close deal. JT, you're a genius. Oh, I'm sorry. Stiff Biff, you're a genius.
Stiff Biff, yes. See, wow. Now you're getting a Burmese python.
Yes. See? Yes. Hiss.
All right. So, please welcome from Oregon to save us from ourselves in self-destruction.
Please.
She is Ola.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
You're doing it again.
Welcome to Adult Hour.
What?
Welcome to Adult Hour. Unless you're Michael, then it's Teenage Hour.
Yeah.
It's taken me a lot of years to come back to being 12. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
You got past 12?
I like to pretend that I did, but in reality, I don't think that happened.
See, Michael's getting closer and closer to 36, but it's not really 36 for him. It's just 12, three times as bad.
That's right.
Yep, I got it. Yep. Okay, well, this was inspired by somebody that I feel real close to.
All right.
It has no title. Tease me, squeeze me, even freeze me. I will never make you frown. Just feel me tickle as I go down. I'll fill you up from bottom to top. Lips will be smacking, cause can't lose a drop. Sucking and licking the sun-kissed delight. A delicious good morning after a long winter night. I won't disappoint you. I'm sure you'll be pleased. Cause California oranges have juice in a bite, but they don't have any seeds.
Nice. Well done.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Thank you.
Just don't get into the rind because it's kind of bitter. It doesn't taste well.
How would you know?
I've had my share of orange rinds.
You guys keep having fun.
Awesome. Thank you, Ola.
Thank you.
We don't have a choice.
I know. Driven that way.
Well, with names like Burmese Python and Stiff Biff, they have no choice but to have fun.
Yeah, really, you really don't have a choice in a legal profession or any medical profession of any kind. You just kind of have to be a fun guy.
Yeah.
There you go.
Could you imagine that? Oh, hi, I'm Stiff Biff, your proctologist.
Hello, I am Burmese Python. Obviously, I couldn't pursue a career in hospital administration. Okay, Ola.
Thank you, Ola.
Thank you.
Oh, dear Lord.
Talk to you guys later.
Have a great week.
Thank you. That was Ola on World Poetry Open Mic After Dark. Nice. That is the best sound effect. Wow.
I think we should start using that sound effect more.
What, on World Poetry Open Mic After Dark?
Be like, hey, JT, can you pass me the Cheetos? Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. Cheetos. Cheetos, Steph, really?
Can you hand me that corn dog over there? Thanks. You have a shorty squirts a lot sound effect? Great.
Trust me. That's not even a sound effect. He's hitting a button. That's just what happens.
All right. So, once again, before we go way downhill, please welcome someone to help us go
way
down the hill.
Downhill. It's Leo. Way down, all the way downhill.
To the nether regions of the hill.
To Mordor, where the shadows lie.
Wow! What a call! Well done, Michael. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Oh, but Leo is on the line.
Leo, are you with us? Please say yes.
Well, yeah. I'm glad to be me for you. I mean, I'm glad to meet you guys again for the After Dark and taking a whiff of this biff and
wow.
Trust me, it's not all it's cracked up to be, Leo. I'm just gonna be honest with you.
I was gonna say
it's pretty strong from over here, from New York. You got to be strong if you got to be from New York.
I got to be honest. That's not stiff biff. That's Jersey.
Wait. You get on being about Asian tracks, but you alienate the entire state of New Jersey? Now I'm miffed.
No, he meant to say stiff jerky. I understand. Yes, I understand.
There you go. Oh, new stiff jerky.
Man.
Wow!
Listen, you know what? I've been waiting for to. I found this joke and I gotta share it. And now, I guess it's the right time. It's called. Well, let me just say it. Three mice sit in a bar. The first one brags, "I am one badass mouse. In my hood, we have huge mouse traps. I take a damn cheese out of each and every one of them." The second one brags, "Well, I'm a badass mouse too. In my hood, I mix rat poison with my milk and chug it down every night before I go to bed." The third one gets up and starts to leave. The other two mice both yell, "Hey, chicken, where do you think you're going?" The third mouse replies, "I'm going home to fuck the cat."
Wow.
Wow. How does that sound like conversations we have?
Because it is.
Do you sit in our meetings? Do you eavesdrop on what we do on Wednesday nights?
I just have that whiff, you know, it comes to me.
It's very rare that we find someone with the same mental illness as us.
We see the same doctors, I think.
That's true. It's true. The inmates are running the asylum. And the one thing I will say, Leo, one part you did leave out of the story that kind of happens every time is every time we start having a conversation like that, the cops show up and kick us out of whatever preschool we've decided to have our meeting in.
Oh.
What? But just
okay. You took it to the second plateau. That's cool. All right.
That's cool. We're climbing the plateaus now.
Yes, you climbed me something. That's for sure.
We're about to go.
I don't
super
think it's bratwurst, a brockwurst, or whatever it is that you put them down.
Hey, those were good. Those were awesome bratwurst. Thank you again for that.
I
year
think
supply.
That was a blood sausage you were having.
No, I know what that tastes like.
Sausage. Okay.
Okay. It
definitely wasn't head cheese.
No, that's true.
You know what? Let me tell you something.
do you have poetry for us?
Well, you know, like I said, I didn't write anything this week, so I'm going to leave it up to you. I'm going to either do a cover of this poem. It's kind of a little out of date. It's a Christmas poem, but it's made for After Dark. Or I can just end it with one more joke and call it a night. After Dark joke.
What do you say, guys? I say the After Dark joke.
Okay. All right.
After Dark
joke.
Okay.
All right. So then this is the tale of three holes. This guy was really sleepy and needed a place to stay for the night. So he sees the barn up the road and asks the guy if he can stay in the barn for the night. "Sure," says the farmer, "as long as you promise not to stick your winky into the three holes." The man promises, and the farmer leaves him there. Of course, he can't resist, and the farmer is woken up in the middle of the night with screams coming from the barn. The farmer goes down and finds the guy stuck in the third hole. What are these holes? The guy screams. "Well," says the farmer, One of them's my daughter. One is my cow. And one of them is an automatic milking machine that doesn't stop until it gets 5 gallons.
Nice.
Pause for dramatic effect.
No. Our half squatch was laughing so hard he could hit the board.
Milk came out of his nose.
Oh!
God, I think it was milk.
Well, I'm glad to be of service to
you. There you go.
Oh, thank Leo, you, Leo.
Thank you for making us laugh during this adult hour.
Thank you for the time that you guys allowed me to spend. This is my family time, sincerely, and I'm glad to spend it with you guys.
Awesome. I'm glad you're part of our family reunion each week.
Thanks a lot. Take care, guys.
That was Leo and World Poetry Open Mic After Dark. I love that sound effect.
You do. I think you live your life around that sound effect.
I do.
It's like good morning, Jay Todd. You've woken up. You're going to go to your day job and after work. You're going to go do a radio show. What do you feel about today in a sound effect? Yep, that seems about right.
Yeah, that's pretty. You know, that actually is true. In fact, that sound was going through my head as I was leaving my workaday job today. I literally opened the door and I'm like, totally. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm thinking about doing the show next week and I'm already thinking.
You are?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's because poetry makes me go.
What a bunch of. Okay, let's.
All right. Please welcome the line. He's calling all the way from Michigan. He is Chris. Hello.
Hey, guys.
How's it going, Chris?
Oh, pretty good. It was some off-the-wall jokes.
Yes.
Interesting, though.
Well, comedy is a form of spoken word art. Ask George Carlin or Robin Williams.
Oh, God, yes. God, yes. Well, one of the interesting things about After Dark, heat's a state of mind, you know? Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be highly visual, graphic. It doesn't have to weird you out. It just has to touch you in the right way. So to set the stage, you meet someone, and you just start talking back and forth, just talking. The spell begins, the weave forms and flows. And the tones capture, beguile. Such sparking eyes you have. Which bewitches and where? And that was the end of all thought till a quiet breath. After. I think I find wishing is a thoughtful breath caught in magic and hope. What does a woman see within and behind her eyes at any given time? What is her perception of existence, desire? Does she desire? Would she? Will she? And what? Who? Why? Or is there ever a why to be found? What ties her, binds her, draws, and stills her? What hole?
You now, this second, in the back stock room, taking inventory over all I have to offer. I want to feel your breath in my ear, whispering sweet nothings in terms of endearment. Then kiss my lips slowly, amore. No one exists but us. Thrust my back against the wall, and I'll strap my legs around your waist, squeezing with the intent of a python. You've taken my breath away. Now I want to repay the favor. I want you. I want you now. Take me, big, tall man. In the darkness of our closet, tear off this constricting dress that binds my flesh. I want to feel naked flesh upon naked flesh. I want my skin to be as blushed as my dress, unleashing a magical genie, releasing complete and utter pandemonium. I'm a selfish bitch who gets what she wants, savvy to what buttons and knobs to push. That's right. Don't stop, he thrusts, biting my neck. I lose control. Yes! 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 The end.
By the way, we're standing up and clapping right now. Yes.
I bet you this is the first time in your life you've screamed yes, 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 and had three men give you a standing ovation.
Don't assume, J. Todd. It's not polite.
I'm just saying, taking my guess at it.
I'll give you my address later. You can save me. Send me chocolates and flowers.
There you go. That's how most relationships start.
Very nice. Is that how most relationships start? Is that what I've been doing wrong this whole time?
Yeah, that's what you've been doing wrong this whole time.
Really? Oh. Yeah. Man. Okay. Mm-hmm. Michelle, I've learned a lot tonight.
I'll leave you with that. You have a good weekend with your significant others.
Thank you
very
much.
And they can thank me later for their great weekend.
Awesome.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
That was Michelle on World Poetry After Dark. And remember, what happens in After Dark stays in After Dark. So,
what happened?
That I said it twice. So we're gonna not save this, but for posterity's sake, we're not saving the After Dark portion. It's kind of like Vegas. What happens in After Dark stays in After Dark.
Well, I don't know. I had a technical issue during Chris's poem.
They make Viagra for that,
and
it's not the same thing.
And then picked up during Michelle's poem because I had to do certain things. Hopefully, I can find a different recording. I'm going to check our streaming.
Depending on where it ended, maybe we can put it together in a certain way.
Yeah.
See, that's JT's porn star alter identity.
What?
When the splicer? When the Cialis is working, he's known as Stiff Biff. But when it wears off, he's known as Flaccid Frank.
Yes. I've met Flaccid Frank.
And he doesn't look a thing like Flaccid.
He doesn't look a thing like JT.
Flaccid Frank has glasses.
That's right.
All right. This has gotten way, way out of hand. I'm going to have to put my clothes on and go home.
Wait. Who is running the show right now? Who is that gentleman with glasses on?
Flaccid Frank.
That's Flaccid Frank?
Yeah.
Oh. That makes sense.
How's it going?
Flaccid Frank, I'm surprised to see you here.
Yeah, we're expecting Stiff Biff.
Yeah.
So, all right. I'll do one poem and then we'll just call it a night.
Yeah, I think I'm about to lose my mind.
And mine's not about sex, but it is kind of... I chose to share here because it's a little more adult in language for me. So, this is entitled The Poet with the Scotch and the Bong. Proving once again that I'm totally insane, I want to smoke away every memory from my brain, hit after hit until I'm sedated, until I forget the assholes to whom I'm related, then drink a finger or two of single malt, assuring myself that it wasn't my fault. Unto Morpheus's charms I soon succumb, as I quaff another my teeth become numb. For some inner peace is what I truly long, I am the poet with the scotch and the bong. Giving myself over to intoxicating flowers, soon to relax for quite a few hours, playing freight train with my water pipe, I knock on my skull and proclaim it's not ripe. I pour out a shot or three of Glenfiddich or Dwars to bring a ceasefire unto my internal wars. I empty the glass without a concern, awaiting anxiously for the esophagus burn. I sit back and write more lines to this song. I am the poet with the scotch and the bong. magical clovers, and again I am freed, the kindest of buds, stickiest of weed. Relaxation once more fills me through, as I exhale a cloud of grayish blue. I pour yet more of the 16-year-old distilled, hoping that my inner demons will be stilled. Slugging down the amnesia elixir, knowing full well it's only a temporary fixer. Soon to awake again to this world gone wrong, still just a poet with the scotch and the bong.
Bam.
Bam!
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Brilliant, my friend, brilliant.
All right, so that brings it close to World Poetry After Dark.
Can I leave everybody with a thought?
Sure.
It's about to become, at least in the Western Hemisphere, it's about to become spring.
Yes.
And the world will come alive, and we will have, you know, new animals being born, and we will have, you know, nature will open up, and it will become beautiful again. We'll hear these animals. Birds will come back. You know, it's going to be an amazing, you know, an amazing time to see it, you know, teeming with life and being able, during the summer, being able to walk outside and hearing the crickets and hearing the different bugs and everything.
Yeah.
And I just want you to realize when you step outside and you hear all of those sounds, that what you're hearing is that is the sound of millions of insects all trying to get laid.
Right on. That's everybody's goal, really.
Yeah, it's not that hard to do, guys. Not that hard to do. Yeah. Maybe I don't understand what that means.
I just think it's funny how much you use the word hard on the show.
It's not that hard.
On the show.
So hard.
Or difficult.
Okay, I'll use that word sometimes, too.
I think you have a hard-on for the word hard.
Harder.
Harden?
Hardest.
All right. So,
I'm going to get my riding crop, get my rope. We're out of here.
That does it for World Poetry After Dark. I am your host, Shorty Squirts a Lot. Next to me is the Iron Python. And, of course, we have Stiff Biff and known as Flaccid Frank. We thank you for tuning
in.
Wait
a second. It's the same guy?
Yes.
Take those glasses off. Holy cow!
All right.
It's like a baby. When you cover your face, I don't know you're there.
We'll talk to you next week.
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way. Got you caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide. Feel the poison of change in me. All that I'll ever be comes back crushing on into me. Here it comes again. Has it spotted you? Oh no. Have they got you too? Comes again.
sister girl, ride to your day into a black box, and it came out gray.